I speak unto thee this day, I say, do not be afraid. I say, do not be afraid, even though you are in times that are advancing and getting worse, but yet I, the living God, will keep thee. For I say that I do not call thee to fear with the fear that besets the heathen, but I say that I call thee to walk in the fear of me. For I say it is me, the living God, you are meant to seek, to please, to obey, and follow after. And it is me, the living God, who will be ever present to keep thee in the blessedness, the truth, the light, the life of who I am. I say, therefore, this day do not be afraid as those who are walking under the covering of Egypt are afraid. For I say there are those who are fearful on every hand, and I say it is because of the times. But I say that I, the living God, do not call thee to be governed by times, even though you are in treacherous times. That is, where you are living in continual fear of the same. But I say that I call thee to be ever trusting, believing, and hoping in me, for I am indeed well able. I say you are living in a time when treacherous men have spread themselves out in proud array, and I say in the year ahead of thee it shall be further evidenced unto thee. That is, that connivers and schemers, thieves and liars and murderers are on every hand. But I say that I, the living God, will guide thee in a plain path, if you will but seek your counsel of me. That is, if you will be coming forth, uplifted, directed, corrected, and purposed in the truth, the light, the strength of who I am. For I say it is me, the living God, who is well able to keep thee, to direct thee, to correct thee, and guide thee forth in the truth, the light, the strength of who I am. It is me, the living God, who does purpose thee, that you can indeed be kept by me. And it is me, the living God, who will show thee that I am indeed well able, as your vision is stayed upon me. For I say you are not meant to be governed by those of the world, but you are meant to be governed by me. I say this day and the year that is before thee, I see you will see much wickedness upon the horizon. But I say you are not meant to fall away because of the wickedness of evil men. But I say you are meant to cling all the more to me, thy God, thy maker, thy refuge, thy glory. And I say you are meant to be thankful, to be reliant upon me. For I say it is me, the living God, who is well able to guide, to bring forth, to direct and correct my people. And it is me, the living God, who is well able to give thee the blessedness, the truth, the light that I provide. It is me, the living God, who is well able to bring thee forth in that which I give thee day by day. For I say that I am indeed thy life source, thy strength, thy safety, thy shield. And I say that I am indeed the one who desires to bear rule over thee when the rule of men is thoroughly wicked. I say this day, be trusting yourselves unto me, and you will see that I make the way. I say, do not look at the situation of the treachery, the evil, the plots of the wicked, and think that I, the living God, have intended the same for thee. But I say, be ever knowing that I, the living God, do intend my goodness, my mercy, to be given unto my own. And I say, if my people will continue to seek their counsel of me, so shall they be ever guided by me. I say this day, be glad that it is me that you can continue to look unto, that you can continue to believe, to trust, to obey. I say, be thankful that I will be there to bring thee forth in the truth, the light, the strength, the blessedness of who I am. I say, be thankful that I will be there to guide thee in that which I intend, that which I give to thee. For I say, it is me, the living God, who is the rock of refuge, the strength, the truth, the power, the glory, provided always. I say, therefore, this day be glad that you can indeed be brought forth, that you can indeed be uplifted, directed, and corrected by me. I say, be thankful that you do not need to be overwhelmed by that wickedness that is swirling all about. But I say that if you will continue to seek my counsel, I say that I guide thee always. And if you will continue to seek my counsel, you will be uplifted, strengthened, and purposed always by me. I say this day that I, the living God, have called thee to be thankful that I give unto thee the words of life, the words of truth, that you can be guided by me. I say that I do not call thee to run down to Egypt to seek your counsel of the saying, nor do I call thee to return to Babylon and think the babblers have something for thee. But I say that I call thee to seek thy face in me, that is the place that I, the living God, have destined for thee. That is, if you will indeed put your face towards me, not turning to the left nor right, but keeping your vision single, you will see that I am ever able to guide thee in my way. And yes, you will see that it is me, the living God, who will keep thee in times that men will judge as terrible, because they are. And it is me, the living God, who will keep thee when wickedness is abounding on every hand. For I say there are multitudes who have turned away, who have gone astray, and I say they are wandering in wickedness. I say that I, the living God, will keep a people who will keep their vision, their purpose, single unto me. That is, I will always make the way for my own as they keep stayed upon me. For I say that I, the living God, will not neglect nor abuse my people, but I say that I will guide them forth. And I say, if my people will stay alert and active in me, they will be kept in me. But I say, when my people grow lazy, they grow hazy, they grow dull and dumb. And I say, they are easily taken prey by the treacherous, the wicked, who are abounding on every hand. I say, you are living in a time when there are multitudes of false messengers, that is, those whose motives are false, and they bear false witness of me. For I say, they are ever claiming that it is me that they love, but they do not love me at all. I say they are simply building up their own estates, their own imaginations, and I say it is all for vanity's sake. For I say they are walking far from the truth, the light, the strength of who I am. And I say they are taken in that which will devour and destroy them, because that is what they choose to serve. I say that I, living God, do not call thee to such wretchedness, but I call thee to righteousness in me. That is, I call thee to be uplifted, brought forth, guided, and directed in my way. And I say that I call thee to remember that it is me, the living God, who has kept thee thus far. That it is me, the living God, who has kept thee when the wicked did plot against thee day by day. That is, when evil men took counsel to devour and destroy thee, that I, the living God, have kept my hand upon thee. Therefore I say, continue to trust, to believe, to hope in me, for I am indeed well able. Continue to look unto me, for I say that I will purpose thee in the truth, the light, the strength of who I am. I say, continue to be ever guided by me, for I am indeed well able. And I say, it is me, the living God, who will purpose thee in the blessedness, the strength, the truth that I provide. I say this day that I, the living God, do not call thee to be full of the fear of men, but I say that I call thee to be full of faith and confidence in me. That is, ever knowing that I am the one who will bring thee forth, uplift thee, and guide thee in my life. That is, ever knowing that I am the one who will direct thee, correct thee, and purpose thee in the blessedness that is found in me. For I say it is me, the living God, who will give thee the way that is truth and light, the way that is mercy, and the way that is hope intended. I say this day that I, the living God, do not call thee to walk afar off. I do not call thee to be taken in the confusion, the delusion of the age. But I say that I call thee to be steadfastly moving forward in me, thy maker, thy keeper, thy God. I say that I call thee to be thankful that you can indeed be guided by me, and not by the fabricated, invented tales of clever men, who are only seeking to take souls as their prey, as they make their gain of them. I say that I, the living God, have intended that my own people would love me, would serve me with all of their hearts, with all of their strength, with all of their lives. That is, pouring themselves out unto me day by day, that they can be kept in my way. I say that I never intended that my own people would be confused and muddled and lazy and dumb and dull because they refuse to obey my commands. But I say that I've intended that my people would learn obedience unto me, bearing the fruit of the same. I say this day that I, the living God, will be with thee, ever present, to guide thee forth, to direct thee and instruct thee in my way. I say you are living in times of darkness, gross darkness, increasing day by day. But I say that I do not call thee to tremble in fear, to be overwhelmed in the same. But I say that I call thee to move in me, thy maker, thy keeper, thy God. And I say that I call thee to ever seek thy counsel of me, that you can indeed be directed, corrected, purposed, and guided in the truth, the light, the strength of who I am. I say this day, let it be me that you will continue to seek to please, that you will obey and follow after. Let it be me, the living God, who is ever present, to guide thee forth in that which I intend for thee. For I say, I do not intend thee to be taken in the way of foolery, the way of vanity, the way of despair. But I say that I intend thee to be ever guided, directed, and corrected by me. I say it is me, the living God, who is well able to give unto thee the mercy, the truth, the light upon thy path. And it is me, the living God, who is well able to keep thee in the purpose, the plan that I provide. It is me, the living God, who is well able to show thee that I am the one who is present unto thee. For I say, if it is me that you draw your life of, you will continue in the way that I ordain. For I say, the more that you seek to be obedient, the more that you will be kept from treacherous men who are all about. For I say, when a man will walk in disobedience, then he is an easy target and open prey. But I say, when a man will keep himself under my covering, then he is shielded from the fiery darts that the enemies are ever shooting at thee. I say this day that I, the living God, do not call thee to succumb to the lies of liars, to be taken by treacherous men in their evil schemes. That is, I do not call thee to go a whoring from me, only to be devoured in the same. But I say that I call thee to walk uprightly, to be coming forth, ever strengthened, guided, and directed in the truth, the light, and the mercy of who I am. I say that I call thee to be thankful that it is me that you can continue to believe in, to trust, to obey. I say that I call thee to be ever guided in me, the one true God who does care for thee. For I say it is me, the living God, who is the way of all righteousness and blessedness, the way of truth and glory, and the way of mercy provided. Therefore I say, be a people who are continuing to steadfastly be in servitude unto me, that is, not resentful nor begrudging, but grateful that I am their high tower of strength and safety. For I say it is true that treachery and darkness are increasing on every hand. And I say that the nation that's gone a-whoring from me will prove herself to be utterly dreadful, that is, ugly in the ugliness of sin revealed. But I say that I, the living God, am well able to keep my people as they keep their vision stayed upon me. And I say that I'm well able to guide thee. Do not live in fear of men day by day, but I say rather be fearful of displeasing me, thy maker, thy God. For I say it is me that you are meant to love, to serve, to obey, and follow after. I say therefore be glad for the privilege to keep on loving, to keep on serving, to keep on following me. I say be thankful that I, the living God, am the one who does love thee. I am the one who does care for thee. And I say that I am the one who will bring thee forth, that you can indeed be uplifted, guided, and purposed by me, that you can indeed be kept in that which is mercy and truth, life and strength and hope always. I say count it a privilege to keep on serving, to keep on loving, to keep on following me. And I say, be realizing that your only strength, your only safety will be found in me. I say, as I have told thee, that men are full of evil plotting, scheming, and treachery on every hand. But I say that I, the living God, will guide thee through the midst of them, and they will not take hold of thee. For I say, even when they think they will be able to cast thee down, I say that I, the living God, will keep thee even in the midst of them. For I say it is me, the living God, who is the God of impossibility, be trusting thyself to me. I say that I do not call thee to be governed by the wickedness, the evil of the times, but I call thee to be governed by me. And I say that I've called thee to keep your vision straight, single, and purposed in me, thy maker, thy keeper. I say that I call thee to be ever uplifted, brought forth, guided, and directed in my way. And I say that I call thee to be thankful that it is me, the living God, you are privileged to love, to serve, and obey. That is, that you can be brought forth in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation, in the midst of treacherous, murderous, and lying men. For I say it is me, the living God, who is well able to make the pathway plain before thee. And I say it is me, the living God, who is well able to guide thee in the way of life while death is swirling all about. I say, therefore, be thankful for the privilege to love, to serve, to obey me, to be brought forth in my way. I say, be thankful that it is me, the living God, who has intended and purposed thee, that you could be kept, that you could be uplifted, that you could be guided in my life. I say, be serving with gladness, rejoicing in the giving of thanks and praise, that it is me, the living God, who will be with thee. That is, if you walk in the way of obedience, if you walk in the way of faithfulness unto me. I say, give thanks, give praise. Amen.